to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today, we're going to crack that fan, okay? Crack that fan.
Oh, wait.
Ooh! Did you get your fans out there, guys? We're cracking the fan. What a return. Angela Carter, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm doing so good. I'm so excited to be back. So much has happened since the last time we talked in 2022. And it's been like a year and a half, and it's been crazy.
I know. So much to talk about. So I'm excited that you're coming back. So much tea, so much stuff.
We got things to talk about.
We got lots to talk about. You know, we got to get that, you know, New York accent going.
Hello?
Well, guys, if you're new here to the Under the Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you have any questions for Angela, please feel free. Drop it into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. So I already see the bestie in the chat. Bestie Brand, what's going on? And then we got Zax in the chat. He goes, I'm so glad hashtag crack that fan has gotten over even here on the pod. Hello. I love it.
I do too. I think that is so cool. Like I have my own chant now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we have to get you to like make the fans that says
yes,
crack the fans next. And it's got to have a shitload of rhinestones on it.
Yes, that's next. It's coming next. Y'all hold me accountable before the end of the year.
Conrad's in the chat. What's going on? Everything pro wrestling. He's got you covered with AEW, WWE, all that fun stuff. Go give him some love. That's my buddy. That's my podcast buddy. We still got to collab. But yeah, guys, let me know if the sound sounds good in the chat. I did a test before, but just let me know, since there was a couple of things that changed. If there's any issues, I should be good. But yeah, so again, it's been literally like a year, you know?
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't seen that interview, you know, go back, go watch that interview, the original interview. So a lot of comebacks the next couple of weeks. You're going to see a bunch of people that have been on this podcast and they're coming back. So starting off with Angela over here. So
trendsetter, you already know.
So I'm going to do a couple of fan tweets first, and then we'll get into some other stuff. So this one's from Laura. She says, who is your biggest inspiration?
Is that even a question?
No, terrible.
Laura, I love you. All you got to do is look on my Twitter for 5 seconds. Like, that's all you have to do. My inspiration, my muse, the love of my mother is Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter. Like, there's no one else. She is just, I don't have the words to describe how much that woman has changed my life, especially with this Renaissance album over the last 2 years. I got to see her twice last year, and it was the first time I ever got to see her live, like in her own concert. I left both times, I bawled my eyes out, I danced my life away, and I left even more inspired than I did when I went there. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know what to say. You know, we're getting Cowboy Carter next Friday.
Yes.
The new album, and like, are you kidding me? Beyonce, she's my gear inspiration. She's everything to me. I love that lady down.
Oh, man. Definitely. So I think Laura's more of like a new fan of yours now.
That's fair. No, Laura, that's fair. I'm totally playing with you. We playing. It's love, honey.
And it's nice because I know she's coming to see you at Blitz Creek this weekend. All right. I'm flashing the graphic up here. So I know she's excited to meet you.
That's gonna be so fun.
So there's gonna be I want to see a photo shoot. That's gonna be the thing now. People are doing photo shoots with the wrestlers, and I'm so here for it.
Yeah.
So like, that fan.
All the photos, the fans, everything, honey.
I'm here for it. All right. So the next one, this one's from Brad. He's in the chat. So he's got two questions. He goes, how does it feel to be the Beyonce of pro wrestling?
I wouldn't call myself the Beyonce of pro wrestling, because I feel like saying that you're Beyonce of anything is saying that you embody like excellence on a level that is like, you know, higher than any degree. And I feel like I'm working there. I'm still trying to get there. I'm only 4 years in, you know, so like, I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate that that's how you see me. And like, I only hope that in the next couple of years, decades, hopefully that I'm doing this, that I can truly embody that name, because that name alone has so much weight, and I just want to be able to reach that same point of excellence and have that same essence that she does when she does anything. So I really appreciate that, but I'm working towards that. So we'll get there one day.
I love that. So his second question is, do you feel a lot of pressure being so fabulous all the time?
Well, see, that's the complete opposite of that other question, because no, I don't. It comes easy. It comes naturally. I just wake up in the morning and I'm just like, you know, that's what I do. I wake up in the morning and I'm already fabulous. I was born fabulous. I was made this way.
I love it. This is a very positive podcast, right? It's like people come on here and all the compliments that come from all the fans. I'm here for it.
I appreciate it so much.
So I love that. So thank you, Brad. Zach said that you and Laura already met. He goes, she's coming bigger on Friday. Oh, what does that mean? She's coming bigger. Oh. So I'm telling you.
I'm ready.
Photo shoot. There better be rhinestones and all that shit.
There's going to be rhinestones and a cowboy hat if it comes on time.
Oh, okay. So we're putting it into the universe that it comes by Thursday. Okay.
It's supposed to actually come by tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So it's coming tomorrow. It's going to be extra fabulous.
And, you know, it's a regular cowboy hat. It's not like the rhinestone. It's not like the shiny one that Beyonce had on for the poster. It's like a regular white one or black. I don't remember which color it was, but either way, you know, I am Angelo Cowboy Carter now. So at least, you know, while this album is, you know, leading up to the album. So
wait, so are you going to bedazzle it after?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
That was a spur of the moment. I was just like, you know what? Yeah, I am going to do that.
Ciara's in the chat. She goes, I'm here for this. I need to buy all the diamond outfits.
Oh, okay. See, look, nah. Them joints was expensive. I'm going to just let you know that. My gear maker, shout out to Daryl Apparel. She is an icon, a legend. She takes my visions and expands on them and makes them exactly what I see them in my brain. And I love that lady down.
I love that. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the gear. Now you have like new gear and I'm so here for it. Obviously, I was at Kep TV and there was like video that you were coming over to me like, look at this, look at this. But I always appreciate it. I always appreciate it. So I love it. I love it that when you come over, you're like, look at the gear. Look.
You know, because I had to make sure that everybody saw the shine, the sparkle.
Listen, down the block across the street at freaking Applebee's by Kep TV sees it, okay?
All right.
You don't need to worry. It shines.
They know.
They know. But no, it's so cool. Like, I'm all about that too. All the shiny, the bling, you know, the glitter, all that stuff like that. And, you know, I love that about all those details about the gear. So
yeah.
I knew there was a fan tweet. Where was it? Somebody had said, how many do you have? Yeah. How many, like, gear three. Rhinestones? Mm-hmm.
I have three. So I have the black Versace one that I wore for the last year and a half. I have another one that I wear very sparingly, but I have to start wearing it more. Mm-hmm. I have a, like, lilac Juicy Couture inspired one, mm-hmm. which is super cute. And then I have this Renaissance World Tour inspired gear set.
Ooh, love it, love it, love it. So if you haven't seen it, you know, make sure you're following, you know.
Instagram, Money Dragon TV, Twitter, Money Dragon TV. You already know where to find me at.
I mean, you can see the new one in the graphic, you know, here that I have his logo. He's there. He's over there, you know. Bobby's in the chat. Hello, Bobby. What's going on? Let's see. All right. So let's talk about this because this is such a big milestone since the last time that you were on this podcast to where we are now. So let's start off. Let's go off hot. Let's talk about the Effie's Big Gay Brunch.
Oh, so my God.
Tell us a little bit about that.
What's so wild? It will never not be wild to me that we sat in December 2022 and I was like, I want to do Big Gay Brunch. And legit, let me tell you how this happened. Because this, I could cuss, right? I forgot.
Yeah, go for it. You're good.
This shit is so fucking funny. Like, for me, it's still fucking wild. So, like, I did New Fear City. I did one of their shows at Great American Bash or whatever it was called. I know that's not what the name of it was. But what that Great American Trash. There we go. Shout out to those guys. They're all super dope. I love them so much. And Effie was on the show. Effie's like, he says to me, hey, yeah, if you can get a carload to Chicago, you know, like, you know, we'll do Big Gay Brunch in September. So in my head, I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'll be really cool. But, like, also, I'm a little drunk. And, like, people forget things. Things happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, plans change. So, like, one thing that Logan definitely taught me was, like, make sure, you know, don't believe it till after it happens. And, you know, things happen, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't blame him for any of it. It's just things happen. Let me tell you something. That was Saturday, Monday morning, or Monday afternoon. I'm in the gym, and Effie is in my Twitter DMs like, hey, so send me a promo picture. I was like, oh, you were serious. You were being serious. Oh, okay, so this is actually happening. So I sent him the promo pictures, and the rest is pretty much history. Like, we did the drive to Chicago. We showed up that, you know, that morning. I was in the back with all of my, like, sisters, all my favorite people, Devon Monroe, my fairy godmother, Billy Dixon, who I love, Sunny Kiss, Effie, Al, like, Pimpianella. Like, we were, like, literally standing in that locker room. There was a moment where I just had to close my eyes and just take it all in. Mm-hmm. And there's something that Beyonce would say at the end of the Renaissance tour. She would be like, you know, I want you to close your eyes and take this in and remember where you are, remember where you're standing, remember, you know, the love that you feel in this moment. And I didn't cry. But like in that moment, there was like a wash and a wave of wow that came over me, you know, in that moment. So I am so grateful to Effie for that opportunity. It was one of the just most fun things I've ever done in my life and I've ever done in wrestling. And to be able to have done that only two and a half, three years in at the time, That's wild to me.
Yeah.
So I mean, Effie is mother, and
Effie is fine.
Effie is fine. Effie is mother, and you know, just big shout out to Effie for that. Like I will forever be deeply grateful for that.
Love Effie, absolutely. I love that. So when you went to Chicago, right? You had the Chicago deep dish pizza, right?
So, okay, so I had actually went to Chicago maybe 6 weeks prior for Black Label Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't, so we had the deep dish pizza, but, like, it was a whole lot going on during that trip. So, like, we couldn't get it, like, from in the city.
Right.
So we kind of got it from, like, a chain spot out there. And it was cool. It was fine. I've had the deep dish pizza before.
Right.
But next time I go back, so, you know, whoever in the Midwest running in Chicago wants to bring me back next time I go back and wrestle in Chicago, whether it be at the Berwyn Eagles, whether it be anywhere in that area, I'm going to, like, one of the authentic city
spots. You have to.
Spots. Like, I have to. Like,
you have to.
I did a disservice to myself by not doing that.
It's interesting to see, like, the mixes of, like, how people feel about it. I liked it, you know, but you have a lot of New Yorkers that just not about it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're from New York. The greatest pizza in the world exists in New York.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can appreciate something that tastes really good.
Right.
And the deep dish pizza, it was tasting good.
That's their thing. So, it's deep dish. That's their thing. So I can't hate on it. It's good.
Right. It's just when they be like, oh, y'all don't have good pizza. Well, baby, technically your pizza is lasagna. So what are we talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? Your pizza is cake. That's not pizza, that's pizza cake.
It's cake.
What we have is pizza.
I'm dead.
They're like, don't start no, won't be none. That kind of thing. I love y'all though. I love all my people who live in Chicago. Love y'all.
Hell yeah. I have great friends in Chicago. Ethan Scott's in the chat. What's up? He says hi, love him.
This is us both.
What's going on? He's been wrestling too, I've seen. That's amazing.
I haven't seen Ethan since what, December?
Yeah.
Maybe before that. I don't even remember. Child. It's these last 6 months have just been like shh. Yeah. So hi, Ethan.
It goes by so quick. So so since Ciara said, you know, about the rhinestones, you know, Ciara was the one that asked about the rhinestones, you know, outfits and everything like that. But let's add on to that. That's a fun question, actually. Okay. Like, how many rhinestones do you think actually go on a piece of gear?
Oh my God. So I know it's a lot because Valerie was like, I did this whole jersey by hand. And that jersey, at a minimum, has 200 stones.
Wow.
Like, at a minimum. Like, I tell you, I could not be more grateful for Valerie for doing that for me. Because I don't know too many people who would, like, legitimately sit and stone something by hand and to do it by a deadline. You know what I'm saying? I had a deadline to get it before the photo shoot that I did. Shout out to Harry Aaron, who always makes me look like a bad bitch. And I had a deadline, and she did it, and I had that gear in my hand 3 days before the photo shoot. And I wasn't supposed to get it until, like, 2 weeks later.
It's beautiful.
Valerie's an icon. She is an icon. She is a legend. And she is the moment, and that's it.
It's a lot to do a whole bunch of rhinestones. One of my hoodies.
Exactly.
Like, the Vlogbro University, me and Dante are the only ones that have it because Jack lost his, okay? You're a bum.
Don't do Jack like that.
Jack, you're a bum. No, it's just funny because it's like I was at a show, live pro wrestling, and I was sitting talking to Dante, and I was wearing the main event hoodie. And then Jack comes up behind me. He goes, "Where's the Blog Bro hoodie?" I was like, "Do you own one?" You know, I was like, "Do you sell them?" He's like, "No." And I was like, "You're not allowed to give me shit if you don't sell it." So they gave me the logo. I put it up on the store. And then me, Jack, and Dante bought. Okay. And then I took the logo down because it was really for the three of us. Right. And then mine came in. Right. And it was black hoodie. And then the logo was too dark. It was way too dark. Okay. So they wind up replacing it. So I'm like, what am I going to do with this hoodie? I was like, so I said, oh, I'm going to rhinestone the shit out of it. So literally took me 2 days. I was literally sending photos to Dante like in sections. Like, look, I got this section done.
Oh my gosh.
It's a pain in the ass.
Insane.
2 days it took me. But I like it. I like the whole rhinestones and everything like that. Let's see, who's that? Brad says, yes, I've called Deep Dish Pizza Casserole for years. Faith Thompson's in the chat. What's up? Savage.
I know, that's right.
See, I were putting quotes, I love you, Chicago, but your pizza is cake. Bye. That's a shirt.
It's cake, it's casserole, it's lasagna.
Bottle it up, put it on a shirt, sell it, put some rhinestones on it. I'm here for it. All right. Let's talk about this because this is very, very big debate. We have to talk about you and Aaron Rourke. Okay, you guys wrestled each other at Cap TV. It was a 3-on-3 match. Okay, but the real question is, when are you guys teaming up together and what would the tag team name be?
Oh my God, that's so...
I feel like it could be hard. Like Sash and Shine. Like so much sass,
okay,
and some shine, okay, or something that like that, because you both that are into the rhinestones or the glitter and everything like that.
That would be cute. That's something that I have to like really like. That's something I would have to think about. That's something we would have to like really like, you know, spitball with each other because like I love Aaron. I love Aaron Rourke so much. Like I think that he is so incredible and. We need a one-on-one.
Yes. And then
and
you
we
tag.
Also need a team together.
Yes.
And then we tag.
Yes.
It's like, we wrestle each other, we respect each other.
Right.
Now we go after tag team championships together. Like, I feel like our styles would be so good together. Like, oh my God, we would have a great time.
Oh my God. It has to be something sass and something. It has to be, because I'm so here for it.
Look, and Queen of the Indies got to do the merch. Yeah. She got to do crafts.
I'm going to sit here. I'm going to put all the rhinestones. I'm here for it. I'm just going to bathe you guys in glitter. All right. And then, we're going to put some rhinestones on it and we're going to call it a day. And I'm telling you, I think the merch alone will sell like crazy.
Yeah. Hotcakes.
Oh my God. I'm just so, people are putting names in the chat. Put names in the chat. What do you think the tag team names of Aaron and Angela should be?
Yeah.
Ethan said Angela and Aaron need to be a team in Let's Wrestle and Limitless. Yes. Ciara says glitter and stones. Ethan says dime piece and magic. Ooh.
Okay. Because I want to incorporate something, because he's the dime piece and I'm the money dragon. Like, I want to incorporate it some way like that.
The
I
feel money
like
piece. That would be really cute. The money piece.
The money piece would be cute. The money piece would be cute. That would be cute. Okay, we get somewhere.
The sassy somewhere. Money piece. There you go. Because you guys, with all the sass and all somewhere. The class, I'm here for it.
We get somewhere, honey. All the sass and all the class, honey. I love that.
I'm here for dime piece dragons. Interesting. All right.
I like that too. Look, Randy, I'm getting on the phone. Randy.
Make it happen.
This is me calling him.
I'll tell you, this is a must.
It's a must. I don't know. I can't quite abandon my part-time best friend A-game over at Let's, but you know, it's fine. Because like,
it's okay. There's a million promotions out there. We'll get you somewhere else.
I mean, no. What I'm saying is I could if I needed to.
Yes.
But also, you know, let's Let's talk. Let's talk.
Yeah.
My phone on. Hello? Like, my phone is on.
If you guys are listening to this podcast after the fact, leave some comments on it. Give me some names. I want to see the names.
Tweet them at me.
Yes.
Tweet them at me. I want to know.
Okay, wait, there's more.
Is it still tweet? Is it X? Whatever.
We're going to call it tweet. But it's X, yes. But we're calling it a tweet. Brett says, diamond dragons, and you could do a double dragon style t-shirt. Ooh.
Okay. What's so funny is I already have a dragon that's, I already have a design of like a merch design that's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a dragon, like encrusted in diamonds.
Ooh. I'm here for it.
Okay.
Zach says, sass and a whole lot of ass.
You know, because I have these damn chaps now that are real, like, you know, on my booty. So, I don't know. We both got the chaps thing going on right now. I feel like all he needs to do is get some camo chaps. I could get him a jersey made. Money Dragon, Dime Bait.
I'm so here for this. The minute that, like, you guys were on this 3-on-3 match, and then, like, I was posting clips, and, you know, you guys, if you're, you know, make sure you follow me on Twitter. I'm always posting clips. And then I put it. I was like, this needs to be a tag team. And then even, like, Aaron shared it. He was like, I would love the team with Angela.
Yeah.
So this is a must. Incredible. This is money. This is a money team. Okay.
2024 goals.
Yes.
That is on the list.
Make it happen. Brad says they need Mama Faye to manage them with that name.
Yep.
I'm here yep. for that.
We need my mother, Faye Jackson, needs to be managing us right
but,
there. Yeah.
But I feel absolutely. Like this could also be at a big, you know, Effie Big Gay brunch. I feel like it would work beautifully.
You know, that would be cool too.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
Get on the phone. Effie, come on. This is money. Money, 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 money. So we're here for that. 100%.
Look, I'm... All right. Honey.
Let's talk some Blitzkrieg Pro. Like, you know, you and Jay George tag yeah. team a little bit. You know, still a little tag team going on here. You guys took the belts. We had beef. Me and
we
him
did
had beef.
For a little bit.
Took it from my Miracle Generation.
Look. what Charlie Tiger did? That don't have nothing to do with me. I just took advantage of the situation. Mm-hmm. That was Young, Dumb, and Broke. They had beef with that. It was just business over here. Mm-hmm. It was business, you know, and that was it. You know, sometimes it's just business. Mm. That's it, you know. it's all love for Uncle Kai and for Uncle Flash, but like, it was just business. Just business. Hey, see, they got it back.
Yeah, so now they got it back. It's back where it belongs. Sorry.
I don't know about where it belongs now. I don't know about all that. But they got it back. Okay.
No, I love you guys. So no, but it's awesome to like see you guys over there, Blitzkrieg. Now Blitzkrieg is going back home in June with the Lua party, which is pretty awesome.
So excited.
I definitely want to go back
love
to that,
that
venue.
So much.
Brad, you're in the chat. You have to come. Like, you know, I think that's June. It was a June show. I would love to go back to that venue. That venue is beautiful.
So love that venue so much. I'm so glad we're going back home.
Yeah.
So glad.
Definitely. So.
That's where it started for me in 2022. Like, that was where I made my Blitzkrieg debut. So it's just like, going back there, I'm excited.
Yes. So I'm here for it. And, you know, here we go. Like, I have the graphic up here. You're going to be there this Friday. So a little 3-on-3 action, you know. Any thoughts about that?
Call me Buffy the Vampire Slayer, bitch. Because I'm slaying the vampires.
Slay. I'm here for it.
I'm going to have my cowboy hat and my stake for the heart. This is my stake for the heart.
Yes. He's ready. Bobby in the chat says, did you like wrestling against the Miracle Generation?
Yes. Like, short answer. Like, you know, long answer is I think that they are, in my opinion, the greatest, one of the best tag teams on the indies. You know, they embody, you know, tag team wrestling. And I enjoy watching them work. They are, you know, they complement each other's style so well. They complement each other's attitude, like personalities so well, just like getting to know them over these last, you know, 2 to 3 years. And I enjoy wrestling them. I think that they're both incredible, and I want to do it again. You know, I want to vary it up, different partners, me and A-Game eventually against them, me and Aaron Rourke against them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to vary it up, but like, yeah, like I'll wrestle them forever. They're incredible.
So how is that? Let's go a little deeper into psychology about like wrestling a little bit, you know? So it's like, again, like you have your singles, right? And then you team up with Jay George, and then you team up with Joseph A-Game. So it's like, how do you put your head, you know, between like, okay, well, today I'm doing it with Jay George, you know, today I'm doing a singles, you know, tomorrow I'm working with Joseph A-Game. Like, how is that?
For me, I think it really is just about knowing, you know, it's just about being the thing, like being the puzzle piece that makes this match, you know, or that makes this experience for myself, but also for the audience so much, so very palpable, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm going and I'm doing a singles match, I know that I'm going in there and I am going to give you literally every bit of me, and I'm going to give you every part of me. But I also am going to do that in a tag team match with respect to my tag team partner.
Right.
I never feel like you have to dim yourself in a tag team. I feel like you should be able to be yourself, mm-hmm. and still be able to compliment your partner. So when it comes to me and A-Game, when we tag together, you know what I'm saying? They bring out different sides of me. You know, A-Game brings out a more aggressive, more intense side out of me. And, you know, even when we're wrestling against each other, you know, and we've wrestled against each other plenty of times, he brings out such a intense, just like, he brings the fight out of me, and I feel like I do the same with him. And Jay George brings out this more fun, light energy, mm-hmm. that I just enjoy that, you know. So it can't always be everything is so serious and life is so, you know, I want to, you know, regret. Like, I want to be able to go out and laugh and have a good time and, you know, just be as over the top as possible. And I love doing that with Jay George. And then when I'm a singles, I feel like I'm finding that happy medium of being fun and, you know, being the personality and the charisma and all that, but also being intense and being, you know, on another level as far as aggression and things like that.
I like that. That's like a very good answer. I don't think I've really talked to somebody about kind of like the psychology behind it, you know, like working like different things. But that's the nice thing with you is that you do different stuff at different promotions and you work with different people. So it's like, well, how are you juggling it all? But that's nice to kind of like talk about that. Everybody's kind of like that different experience that you can do different things with, and people bring out different, you know, with you.
Of course.
Zach says, will Angela hit Gangrel with the choke slam, though?
Wait, what?
He wants to know if you're going to hit Gangrel with the choke slam.
Yes. Yes. Zach, you can't be telling everybody my secrets.
He coming for the choke slam championship.
But since you let it out the bag, I'm going to have to hit all three of them with a choke slam. Since Bryce thinks he can do choke slams, whatever, I'm going to have to hit Bryce with a choke slam. I love Bryce. Bryce is my favorite silk press in wrestling. Because every time I see him, his hair is just...
I know, right? It's so beautiful.
Perfectly silk pressed. And I ask him that all the time. I'm like, how do you do... Like, why? How is your hair always so perfectly silk pressed? And he always laughs at me. He's always like, it's just like that. I'm like, yeah, but it's like, it doesn't ever look crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't ever look like sweaty or puffy or anything like that. Yeah. Like his hair texture, I love that because it's always perfectly silk pressed.
I hate him for that.
I know that's right.
He was a bitch. I have to work on my hair's crazy today. But like, you know, like I just chopped it too. So it's like, he was a bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. So after you hit the choke slam, Zach's going to have to take a photo with you. So now, like, that's his thing now, that every time a wrestler hits a choke slam, he has to be choke slammed by that person. Like, not really choke slam, but he's going to take the photo of the goozle. So, and don't let Bobby Orlando kid you either, because he's been breaking them out too. He was like, I never do the choke slam. He did one for
me. I'm going to choke slam him too. I'm going to choke slam my mom. I'm a choke slam. I can choke slam my mom. So I'm going to do that to my mom. And I'm literally going to go, this is how you choke slam a Bobby Orlando.
You have to make sure you tape that.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, I can't. Did you see the video with freaking Bobby with Dante Jago that he choke slammed him in the ring in the little kitty hoop? Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Oh, my God, I have to go find that now.
It was like all of a sudden you just see the camera, like, you know, going. And then it's like,
that's,
and then
so
you
say, funny.
This is how you choke slam. And then he does it in the freaking, you know, the kitty basketball hoop. It was, I was talking about it with Dante when he was just on. We were laughing about it.
I cannot.
Brad says choke slam all three at the same time.
I don't have three arms, Brad. But oh, you know what? Actually, maybe it could be like one here. Me and Jay George have one in the middle, and then Jay George has the other, and then we just.
But the thing is, Jay George has to like slip the hand under your arm so it looks that it's like your arm, but he's behind you. You know, like, you know when they do that thing where, you know, you put your hands like this, and then the person's behind you, and they put the hands in, and they're
so
doing the stuff for you.
Here, yeah. And then Jay George will come right. Okay, yeah, there you go. You're right.
That's how it's going to work this Friday night. Sierra said, use your foot. Brad says, you have to treat Bryce like how Samoa Joe did in Dynamite last week.
Yeah, after we win, I'm just going to, boop, right out the ring.
Kick his ass.
I love Bryce.
We absolutely love you. So, all right, so let's talk a little bit, like, Wrestler's Lab just happened recently. We just had Chris on the podcast a couple weeks ago prepping for his show. He's got another show coming up. So it, you know, again, you team with Joseph A-Game, you've trained with, you know, Joseph A-Game, you two kind of are like, you know, the big, you know, guys that like came out also from like T2T and like, you know, Logan, mm-hmm. all that stuff. So again, let's talk about that, because you guys had a feud going on. You guys went on a podcast. You talked, you smacked, you picked your partners. Give us a little bit on that.
You know, I've said this before. I've said this countless times. He brings out, like, he brings the best out of me.
Right.
And, you know, I think that going from me giving him his first suplex, because yes, that did happen, and I have the video to prove it. going from like watching him, you know, being there on his first day and watching him come in to, you know, now us both being in a place where, you know, we are slowly taking over, you know, the Northeast and going to all these different independent promotions and things like that. I think that it speaks to the level of dedication that we both had, right. Speaks to the training that we both had by literally every person who's walked through the doors at T2T. Mm-hmm. But I think it also speaks to, you know, our chemistry. You know, we have really great chemistry in the ring. We know each other super well. And again, we can team together. We can be on opposite sides of the ring with each other. We're always going to bring you that same intensity. And honestly, there is like, you know how, like, there's a wrestler that has their wrestling soulmate. So, like, Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat. Or, you know what I'm saying? The Rock and Stone Cold. Mercedes and Bayley. Or Mercedes and Charlotte. Like, you know, I feel like he is my Ricky Steamboat. You know, in a way that we are, like, wrestling soulmates. Like, we will always be tied together because of the matches that we've had with each other, mm-hmm. have always elevated us, and I've always felt like it's taken us to the next level.
Right.
So, I mean, my match with A-Game that I had in June of 2022, I posted that last April, mm-hmm. and that was actually the match that got me an opportunity at Black Label Pro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm still getting complimented on that match. That match happened almost 2 years ago.
Right, right.
You know
right,
what I'm
right.
saying? I'm like, I feel like now, I feel like that match really just put us both on a different, like, level.
Right.
And I feel like we're still climbing and we're still getting better. And I'm so excited. Like, look, I'll wrestle him any day of the week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you know that you're going to get a really good match happening.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I love you two so much. I got to bring AG back. I just saw him at BST. He started yelling at me because of the whole, you know, him and Kylon with the sun thing.
Now, they need to figure out this damn family tree. I don't care who is whose father. Let me know who. I don't care. Figure it out.
Do your thing. Yo, shout out to everybody that's watching in Periscope. There's over 100 people in Periscope right now. They love you.
Oh, my God. Hey, girl.
They
hey,
love Periscope. You. They love you. Shout out to you guys. And shout out to everybody else that knows your chat's going on. Share the stream. Let's get some people in here. Like, I appreciate you so much for joining on in here. But, no, I love that. I love you guys. So, but, yeah, if you guys figure out the tree, let us know, you know, maybe inquiring.
Please,
come
on, please.
So, one of the next questions. We had a fair question, too, from Mike. He says, when are we selling the fans? See, I'm not the only one that wants the fans.
I know. Y'all are going to beat me up, okay? Like, y'all going to catch me outside and jump me until we get fans. You will get fans very soon. I'm trying, like. Look, baby, this shit is expensive. Okay, yeah. We gotta look into this.
We gotta find.
I wanna get them custom for you guys. I want them to be like really cute logo things like that. Words, and that's kind of expensive. So like, I want rhinestones on it. Like, that's expensive.
I got
and
you. I'll rhinestone it for you. I'll cut some corners.
Look, but what I'm saying is, are y'all willing to pay for that?
Because if I buy 25
of them and I sell them for, you know, I got to make a profit too, baby. Like, I can't just, if I buy 25
right,
and I sell them for like $40. Well, I'm not saying that it would be 40, yeah. But like saying that, like, you know, the number would probably be pretty high considering all the labor and all the stuff that goes behind it. Y'all buying?
Okay, let's learn how to make... We're going to show you how to make a fan.
Because if y'all buy it, I'm selling.
There you go. Because there could be so many. You could have the crack the fan. You could have the pictures of you. Picture you.
Exactly.
There's so much we could do here. All right. So if you guys have any leads on who manufactures like a good fan that's not insanely expensive.
My dream. Let me tell you my dream. Is to one day... I don't know, hopefully soon, hopefully whenever. My dream is to one day, you know, singles match, wherever, Blitzkrieg, Bedlam Championship, and me coming out, and everybody cracks their fan at once. The amount of queer energy, the amount of gay energy that would give me, I think I would explode in my spot if it was just the whole room just going, ah! Like, so that's my dream. Blitzkrieg, main event, Bedlam Championship, I go, and then everybody gives you a fan crack. Like,
I'm here for it.
Tell me that, and I just dropped. Tell me that wouldn't be insane.
I'm here for it. We got to look into this. We got to look into this, how to do the fans here. Good cop, bad cops in the chat. What's going on? He goes, I did realize driving home that Angelo is an anagram of go lean. So what is Mr. Carter's best dietary tip?
Next question. No.
Damn, I'm dead.
Let me tell you something. I like to eat, baby. Like, I like to eat. I have been like this since I was a child when I was staying by my aunt and she would just leave me food because she know I likes to eat. I like to eat. So, like, getting to a point where, like, I have a super strict diet is very hard for me because... I'm going to want some crab legs. I'm going to want some lobster. I want a steak. I want mashed potatoes. Like, I want pizza. I want wings. Like, If I want it, I'm finna go get it. And then I'm gonna do my damnness the next day at the gym to work them fucking calories off.
Yeah.
But if I want it, I'm gonna eat it. I can't give you no good old dietary options, baby. That ain't me.
Right. By the way, Brad says that he'd buy your fan, that he put it next to his Effie's fan. So he said maybe you should talk to Effie about his fans.
You know what? I'll be in Philadelphia for WrestleMania weekend. So I will go have a conversation with Mother Effie about fans.
See? This is why we like doing these podcasts. We get information on all ends. I love it here. So I love all the fans that are tuning in here. It's so crazy that there's like over 100 people like listening to this.
I love that. Like,
why? Yes. I'm crazy.
Periscope love me. Periscope don't play about me.
Yeah. I'm here for. Actually, Good Cop Bad Cop did give a fan tweet for Angelo Carr. He says, being an anagram of angle creator, what new story angle would you write for yourself for an unnamed new wrestling company?
Ooh. Don't give me the book, child, because I'm gonna be the champion forever. First day and forever. That's it. Fuck y'all. I'm the champion and that's it. And I'm winning all my I'm winning all my matches. I'm the champion and that's it.
Sass and Class. That's the name. Sass and Class. It's the show.
Hello? That's the name of the show. I don't know. That's such an interesting question. I feel like I always love those stories that are like, I love the simple stories that are like, you know, who's the best wrestler? You know what I'm saying? I love stuff like that. But I also love stories of like, you know, one of my favorite like stories or like whatever over the last, I want to say 5-10 years was probably the breakup of DIY. That, you know, because I've always loved Johnny Gargano. He's a very clear inspiration for me in the ring. And like, I love those stories where like the tag team breaks up. You have like a really, like a grudge match or a feud, or even like how we saw with Kevin and Sammy last year leading into WrestleMania, where like they're so far apart, but then like something brings them back together and, you know, they realize that there is a love there that, you know, can't be broken. There's a bond that can't be broken. And I love those kinds of stories. So that would be the one thing that I would do, you know, with whomever, you know, like I would love to do something like that.
I love that. Mike's in the chat. He likes the Sass and Class. I'm here for it. Oh, so since, like, you know, you're talking about, like, teams that were, like, together, they, like, you know, like, they split. What did you think of the whole MSP storyline that's been going on? I know.
I love them both. And it was just really sad to see. Like, you know, I think Aiden, I call him Uncle Aggro, but I think he is good. He felt like he had to cut some dead weight. That was his business. That's how he felt. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Danger Kid, love Danger Kid, and, like, I really, you know, it's sad. It makes me sad. Like, you know, and I was supposed to team with them at Enjoy last October. And it was going to be like this big thing. And I was so excited to do that. And then, of course, extenuating circumstances kept me from being able to do that. And I'm like, damn, it's like the match that never was. I always wanted to wrestle against them as a team and was hoping that, like, Jay George and I would have been able to do that when we were the tag team champions last year. But, you know, it's sad. But, look, I'm here for Aiden Aggro, you know, taking over the singles, and hopefully we get Danger Kid back, and Danger Kid whoops Aiden Aggro's ass. Because I love Aiden Aggro. He needs ass. He need ass. He need a good ass. Like a good one.
Oh, snap. Look at more people. Murked in the chat. I see you. What's going on? Evil Kip Stevens in the chat. He said, boo. Oh, hi, Kip. Oh, my.
I'm here for it. That's how I feel.
Yes, yes. Welcome, Mert. Thank you. I see you over at Kick over there. I started a new platform at Kick because I was told one of my friends, like, that's the new streaming service. So we're streaming on 5 different platforms today, right now. And if you're, like, again, if you're listening to this later on the audio, I appreciate everybody that tunes on in. Share the stream. Get some people in here.
Yes, bring them in, honey.
It is crazy. Wait, let's check the list here. There is 130 people on Periscope right now.
I love that.
Thank you guys so much for, you know, I appreciate it so much. Brad said that he couldn't even bring himself to tell Kathy about MSP breaking up. Still doesn't know. It breaks my heart. Yeah. That was a rough one for all of us. Like, I posted, like, when it first happened, like, just for me recording from the television and everything like that, the amount of wrestlers that shared it and was like, my heart.
Yours was the first one I saw.
Everybody.
What?
They were like, what the hell is going on? Like, what? Like, heartbroken, everything. But, and I gotta lie, I just had this conversation with a friend the other day. I am so excited for Aggro's run because this... He's got everything going on right now. He's got the look. He could talk on the mic. I like this side of him. I'm here for it.
He's about to show the girls what it's really about.
Mm-hmm. Coming for that IWTV belt. I'm telling you. I'm here for it.
He's about to show the girls what it's about.
Hell yeah. Can you imagine him and Cruel? Ooh. Let's go.
That would be so good. Right? Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm here. I'm so here for this. Make it happen. We're putting it out there. Fan tweet from Bobby. Who is your favorite opponent?
My favorite opponent?
Mm-hmm.
I've had so many.
He's putting you on the spotlight.
I mean, I'll say A-game all the time. I'm going to give you a few because, like, I can't narrow it down to just one. I say A-game all the time. He's definitely on that list. CPA. We've only ever wrestled twice, mm-hmm. and, like, it's both been in tag matches, and I really want to wrestle him in a singles match.
Yes.
But, like, he's very fun. Like, you know, CPA is one of them.
That's Cap opponent. TV waiting. Like, that is a Cap TV.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I'll give you maybe, like, two or three more. I mean, Miracle Generation, I already said that. Love wrestling them. Oh, my gosh. I really have to think about the people that I've wrestled. Because, like, I've never you don't really think about it until, like, you look through and you're like, oh, my God, I've wrestled all these matches. And I'm like, who was my favorite opponent?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sure there's so many. Yeah. Like, I love wrestling Shook Crew. Like. But I was so excited to see that I was going to be able to, you know, beat them again. yeah, no, I mean, I had a match with Sweeper in January that was really, really fun.
Yeah.
Like, I've had so many, like, favorite opponents. I couldn't narrow it down to just one.
I'm excited to see what's going forward. But, you know, since we're going with that, we had to follow that up with you putting a tweet out saying you want to see my updated 2024 list of people I want to wrestle. So let's go. Give it to us. Crack that fan.
All right. So let me go and pull it up for y'all. Ciao. It's right here.
He was ready. He said he was going to talk about it on this pod.
So it's long, so I'm gonna give y'all just like a few names, whatever. First of all, TJ Crawford. I've been dying for this match to happen for literally 3 years. Four. The first independent wrestling show I ever worked was a VXS taping in January 2021. I was an extra, and obviously this is still, you know, mid, you know, we're coming down from COVID a little bit, but like it's still mid, like mask mandate, COVID, and all that. And it was TJ Crawford versus Kevin Blackwood. And that match is embedded in my brain. So both of them are on my list. Like TJ Crawford and Kevin Blackwood. I want to wrestle them both.
How about in a three-way? We could do it in a three-way.
We could do a triple threat match. I hate triple threat matches. We could do it in a triple threat match. We could do it in
singles.
One singles, two singles. But look. Those are two names on my list. That match is embedded in my brain. Those guys are both super dope. Love those guys, but I want to beat them up. Who's next? Devon Monroe.
Yes. Yes.
That's my sister. Like, love him down. I'm ready to tussle. Rico Gonzalez.
Yeah, please. Oh my God.
I'm ready to tussle. I'm ready to fight. Bussy, Effie, and Allie, singles together. It don't even matter. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to tussle.
Ooh.
Aaron Rourke. We've already said that. Dante Drago is the best.
Yes.
We've only wrestled once, at RetroCon or Retro World with Blitzkrieg last year, and it was a tag team match. I had a great time. I want to wrestle Dante in a singles match. Like, I feel like we would have such a good fucking time. I love Dante. He's a good friend. Like, I feel like we would have such a great time.
Hell yeah.
He's another one. I'll give you a couple more names. Ashton Starr.
Oh, yes.
Like, that's a given. My Fairy Godmother, Billy Dixon.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened.
You know, so am I. There were two times that it was supposed to happen, and both of those times, it just, like, you know, communication broke down, just never really went through. But hopefully it happens soon, mm-hmm. because, like, we worked too many shows together to not have had a match.
Yeah.
A couple more. Oh my gosh. Who else would I want to say? Gabe Sky and Tristan Tye.
Yes. Must.
Had one match with them. This is in like 2021. Never to be seen ever. And I, like, that was 3 years ago. Like, I'm a completely different wrestler than I was in June of 2021. So I feel like either one of those matches, singles or a tag match with any one of my 1,000 tag team partners, would be phenomenal. Bear Bronson, another one. I would die to wrestle him. Landon Hale.
Yes. Our boy's in Thailand right now.
The good doctor, honey. He need to bring his ass back here.
No, he's gotta have his match with Mono Moth, and then he's gotta come back. And then he's gonna be on this podcast.
I gotta whip that ass too. And then I'm gonna give my last two names. Lee Moriarty is like a dream of mine. Like, I love Lee Moriarty. We have been on Enjoy shows together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, super cool. I love that guy. He's always been super nice to me. I would love to wrestle him. He is just, like, watching him. Like, there are very few people that I watch with my mouth open the entire time.
I love that.
And Anthony Green, AG.
Hell yeah.
Whenever he comes back from Japan.
Yes. It's so cool to see, like, everybody doing all these, you know,
isn't
tours.
It? It's so cool. Like, Rip and Perry and, like, you know, like, it's so cool to see all those guys in Japan.
Yes, I'm here for that. We have a question from Mike. Okay. Mike from Indeed. So definitely check him out. He's usually live on Wednesdays. Go give him some love also. He said, would Angela ever kidnap Bobby Orlando Jr.?
Why do y'all keep giving away my secrets? Which one of y'all broke into my house and stole my book? Because that... Like, how you don't know I was going to do that on Friday? I was going to take Bobby Jr. and run. How you ain't know that? But now you done gave away the secrets now, so now I can't even do that because he's going to have him under lock and key.
Well, I have one final question for him. This is a fun one that we can do it. If you guys have any other questions, feel free to drop it into the chat. But I actually like this question. I talked about this once before in a podcast, so I had to finish this one with that. If you can deem a national holiday, what would it be, and what would it be about?
National Beyonce Day. That would be on her birthday, literally September 4th. And it would literally be a day where there's nothing but Beyonce. So Beyonce's playing on all the radio stations. Everybody's playlist becomes just a Beyonce playlist. We are every stream of service has all of her concerts available live. Beyonce, we still need the Renaissance film on streaming. Don't think I forgot about you, Giselle. where you can watch all of her concerts live on a loop, repeated. There a statue in her honor in Houston, Texas. And we just honor the contribution to our lives and to the world that is Beyonce Giselle Knowles Cowboy Carter.
I love that. I love that.
That's it.
There you go. There you go. Heel pops and chair shots. What's going on? Actually, 101 is 100 of, what's it called? My indie talks. I did 100 episodes of indie talks through the years. And this is, what episode is this? 241, right? This is Under the Ropes. Yeah. It's 241. A lot of different episodes, you know, like it's crazy. Yeah, I know. Like it seemed like, I was like, it doesn't seem like a lot. So if you guys didn't check out the Q&A, I had a fun Q&A from the fans and the wrestlers giving me questions and stuff like that, you know. So that was my Q&A. So check that out. But yeah, no, this is episode 241. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I love you guys. Make sure you guys like go check out my boys, Heel Pops and Chair Shots. You would love them. You would absolutely love Heel Pops and Chair Shots. Yeah, definitely check them out. You would love them. They give you a little bad boy action. Those guys are great. I was talking about you guys on the pod on the 100 episodes, so I like that. Brad says, how excited are you for your match with Hot Sauce Tracy Williams?
So I had that match, I want to say it was a month-ish ago now. It's so funny because I walk into the building. I didn't know my match. I didn't know who I was wrestling. I just knew that I was wrestling somebody. I walk into the building and I'm like, why is Tracy here? And then it clicked. And I was like. So how do I feel about it? There's a moment in that match, and everybody's going to see it when they watch it, which I think it should be up now on YouTube. There's a moment in that match where I got the dog shit slapped out of me. And it's so funny. Like, I'm so glad I'm in this place where I could laugh about things that happen, shit like that that happens in the ring. But, like, and it was so fun. Like, to be able to wrestle somebody of that caliber, right? Because it's fucking Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. Yeah. Like, let's not play on his fucking name. Put some respect on that.
Yeah.
But also, getting to know him as a, you know, trainer, as a friend, as somebody who has literally been watching my growth and development for the last almost 2 years. That, to me, is super cool. And, you know, at the very beginning, I was super intimidated by him because sometimes I get a little nervous or like intimidated around people who have been doing this for a really long time, who are vets, who've been on television, who, you know, whatever, who've reached a certain level of success that I would like to be at. Cause I'm like, I don't know if you're going to be like mean or anything like that. Cause like, I don't, you know, I have a lid on my attitude. I have a lid on my, you know, but the Brooklyn, New York will come out of me real quick. The Cypress Hills, my father, the Pop Smoke will come out of me real fast. But I was nervous, but he's also like the fucking coolest person on the planet. So like, it's just, to answer your question, I feel incredibly honored to have shared the ring with Tracy. And I hope we get to do it again. Like I'm just, wow. You know, like it's one of those moments where you're just like, am I really doing this right now? Yes, you are.
I love that for you. That's so exciting. I love seeing you guys succeed. It's so awesome. Sierra says, I need a Cap TV Evangel versus Tristan. Please and thank you. But then she's going to come in dressed up as him, not as you.
See, and I don't like that. Because you want to come in dressed up as him, but you want us to be like, baby, you got to do it like split. So you got to have half of his hair. You got to have half of mine. You got to have half of his jacket, half of my jacket, half of his gear, half of my gear, and one of my boots and one of his. Because like, baby, you can't be, you got to twerk on the fence for this match. You can't be on one. You can't be on his green grass. You got to be on my green grass, too. So you're going to have to twerk on the fence. Shout out to Kempire. You're going to have to twerk on the fence.
I'm is so dead. So you hear that? He called you out. She goes, I've done split outfits before.
Well, there you go. So whenever that match happens, I need to see her.
And there you have it.
This, I know there's probably so many memes that you could catch of me in this whole thing. So many facial expressions and looks.
We're having a good time here. And we still have 130 people in just in Periscope alone. So they love you.
I love that.
Oh, they absolutely love you. Get the fan. Crack the fan. I dropped the ball here. I should have bought a fan.
I'm gonna get you one.
Yes, we're gonna make this happen. So so we have that. So like I said, right now that the only graphic that I have for you coming up is this Friday. You're gonna be at Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
You know, so this should be fun. This is a full blown. I'm sorry, I know I do this when I go to certain promotions and stuff, but I'm like, this is a full blown like cap. Creator Pro is taking over Blitzkrieg. Did you notice that?
Creator Pro and T2T.
Yeah.
We both doing it together.
I love it. So I definitely have to come with one of the shows when they come back to Connecticut. That's like the show that I want to come. I definitely want to do out the Luau show in June. So
I'm trying to be in the Mother of All Scrambles again. Like I'm trying to be, I'm trying to be in the Mother of All Scrambles.
So
I'm putting that out there. I'm dropping that. You know, I just want, you like, I love teaming with Jay George. Like, I think he's, like, fucking iconic. You know what I'm saying?
He's so funny.
But I also would love an opportunity at Blitzkrieg to, you know, show off my singles chops a little bit. Ooh. Dropping that one, too.
They're not ready.
Catch it. They're going to have to get ready. Catch it.
Anything else coming up that, you know, so the fans can, you know, if they're interested to come see you and stuff?
I don't have any graphics or anything like that. I will be in Philadelphia. I can't quite tell y'all where I'm going to be at yet. Mm-hmm. Just know that I'm going to be somewhere very,
somewhere
very nice. Somewhere very, you know, somewhere very gay. So, I'm going to be in Philly. If you catch me in Philly, I will be at Wale Mania. It's my first one. I will be, you know, in VIP. So if you've been VIP while I'm here, because, you know, I don't do anything less than VIP. I don't hang out with the general population, okay? I will be in VIP shaking my ass in my cute outfit with my sisters and my fellow wrestlers.
Okay. Ooh. There you go.
But I will be in Philly. I'm so excited. This is my first, like, Mania weekend. Just, like, hanging out and being around with my friends and, you know what I'm saying, going to different shows and... I'm very excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep it locked on Blitzkrieg. You know, like, I'll be there for all those shows. I have some things on the calendar. And, you know, once those graphics pop out and once all that stuff happens, I will absolutely be posting about that.
Cool. So tell everybody where they can follow you. So if they're not, they should be following you. But if they're not following you.
I don't see why you wouldn't be following me. If you're not following me, I don't see why you're not.
Maybe they're new. They're new to you in this interview.
That's fair. If you're new, I love you. You can follow me on all social media across the board. Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Instagram, X, TikTok. Money Dragon TV, all one word. That is me. Look, Twitter, I talk about wrestling maybe 20% of the time. 70% of the time I'm talking about Beyonce and then or Housewives. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Beyonce, Housewives, wrestling. So if you want to talk to me about Housewives, let's talk about Housewives. If you watch Housewives, you want to talk about Beyonce, I will talk about Beyonce until the day I die. I love that lady down. That's mother. So that's that. Instagram, you know, if you want to see a good old cunty picture of me, you go on Instagram at Money Dragon TV. TikTok, I just act the fool. It's just, you know, Money Dragon TV. I do what I want.
You made it easy.
I make it easy for y'all to find me everywhere. Look, I do what I want. I say what I want with restraint. because I don't need nobody to be coming up and knocking on my door. But I do and say what I want. I have fun. We have fun over here. We don't do that arguing stuff.
No.
So if you bring that over here on my page, mute. Mute. But yes, Money Dragon TV everywhere across the board. That is where you can find it.
Definitely. All the links are in the description below. Go buy his stuff. Go buy his merch, yes. Hopefully merch, the fans be coming soon by the end of 2024.
Look, they need to be. Look, okay. If, real quick, I'm going to give you my list, my goals, things okay. I want in 2024. Mm-hmm. I want to be a champion again. I had such a good time as champion at Blitzkrieg. 189 days. I want to be a champion again, whether it's tag team, whether it's singles. Mm-hmm. I want to be a champion. So, look, I'm ready. I'm fine, honey. you need this as your champion on your promotion.
Yes.
Merch. Because I know y'all be coming up to me, y'all be looking for me at these shows, and my merch table don't be up. Baby, that's because merch is expensive. But we're getting here. We are going to have a merch table by this summer.
Ooh.
We are going to have a merch table by this summer. I'm saying that, and I'm saying that now. Number three, I'm going to have my license.
Ooh.
I live in New York. I don't necessarily need it, but I kind of do. So those are my three things. Singles championship, merch table, license. Oh, and number four, I mean, obviously, I feel like everybody wants to do this. I want to wrestle on TV.
Hell
I want to
yeah.
be on Ring of Honor. I want to do extra work. I want to be everywhere. I'm already embedded in your brain. I'm trying to be everywhere.
It's going to happen. By the way,
you're trying to be worldwide.
You just got an invite. Heel Pops and Chair Shot says, we tailgating on Saturday at the stadium. Pull up.
Ooh. See, okay, because Saturday I have something in the morning. And then after that, I was going to attempt to go to night one. Because I wasn't sure, if I get a ticket. Because right now, I don't know how I was buying WrestleMania tickets pre-COVID. Because I'm looking at the cheap seats being $200. You mm-hmm. lost me. They need to go down to under $100 before I even buy a ticket. So we'll see if I go to night one. But if I got invited to tailgate, honey, look, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know where y'all going to be at. Because I could come for some chicken and some beer.
Those are the guys you want to hang out with. They're fun. Okay.
Okay.
Those are the guys.
I'll be there for a little burger and some beer. I will be there.
Those are the guys. Much love to your Pops and Chair Shots. So.
Good Don't shit. Forget to hit my Twitter too, because I just got done saying I like to eat. And I like to drink too. I would be drinking right now if I wasn't on medication.
I like
so,
that.
So let me know.
Yes. Yes, yes. So, yeah, so I think we covered everything, So yeah. I'm so excited for you. Like, you have so much coming up too. And, it's nice to have you come back and chat and, crack the fan and everything. Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Every time you say it, I'm going to just have to do it.
It's like the thing now. It's absolutely. So a shout out to everybody who's watching this live. I appreciate you guys so much. Again, make sure you're subscribed to Indie Wrestling Corner. I am everywhere. Twitter, Instagram. Well, excuse me, X. Instagram. I'm on all the freaking audio platforms. I'm on Kick now, it's just amazing. So share the love. I appreciate you guys. So
one more thing I want to say before we go. Mm-hmm. So sorry, I meant to plug this earlier.
Yes, please.
Make sure you guys subscribe to the T2T Wrestling YouTube page, because if you guys like my match with Tracy, which should be up now on the T2T YouTube page, if you like that match, there's so much more stuff we have coming, so much more we have cooking. Like, legit, the next generation of professional wrestling is coming up through T2T, and I love what, and Cap TV too, I love what they're doing. I love doing Cap TV, but definitely make sure you guys follow the T2T Brooklyn Wrestling. I think it's just T2T Wrestling on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Follow that. We have some matches coming up. Every Tuesday, there will be a new match going up. I'm excited for you guys to watch.
Ooh.
You guys are going to see some love names that are going to be champions in the next couple of months.
Ooh, see, put it out there. So But yeah, so next week I will be back with Stan Styles. He returns also. We're going to talk about a little intergender bonanza for Mania Week. So, you know, make sure you're subscribed to the Wrestling Corner. Follow me. You know, give me some love. Leave some comments on that too. So I'll be back Monday, and I'll be going to Fight Life on Tuesday. So there'll be an episode of Indie Talk sometime next week. So again, make sure you're subscribed. So you guys know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.